This is Audible.
Blackstone Audio presents The Bulletproof Diet. Lose up to a pound a day, reclaim your energy and focus, and upgrade your life. By Dave Asprey. This book is read by PJ Oakland. Introduction read by Dave Asprey. Forward. Dave Asprey might be the most inspirational biohacker I know. He hacked his own body to achieve a new kind of physical and mental clarity, and his story empowers others to take control over their health. He did this through Herculean trial and error to develop a system that helped him lose over 100 pounds. Today, he's got not only a six-pack, but also amazing mental acuity and physical vigor. Using your body as a chemistry lab to connect what you're eating and how you feel, in other words, becoming a biohacker, might be the most powerful thing you can do for fat loss and optimal health. I've long argued your body is a chemistry lab, not a bank account. The calories in, calories out weight loss model has devolved into a nutrition dinosaur because while calories matter, hormones count more. Food is information, not a math equation. Take gluten. You've probably read about its potential problems and how a well-designed gluten-free diet can become beneficial. Yet a complete incentive to change can only occur when you directly connect those effects with how they adversely impact your life. Rather than scold yourself for eating something bad, feeling your fingers swell, and seeing your skin break out, provide an entirely new understanding about how gluten impacts your body. Dave's goal was to figure out how and why these things were happening to him, and to fix them for good. My gateway to Dave's world, probably like yours, involves a special kind of toxin-free upgraded coffee. Coffee gets me excited. I've long considered it a health food, and if I could classify it as a food group, it would quickly become my favorite. Yet something about conventional coffee always left me feeling jittery. I would become buzzed out and then crash hard. Then I heard Dave talk about how mycotoxins, or mold toxins, became the kryptonite that created this crash. Also a stalwart coffee lover, Dave created a special blend of beans that eliminated those nasty contaminants. All that sounded well and good, but I became especially intrigued when I heard he added grass-fed butter to his coffee. Surely I'm not the only one who initially remarked, "Butter in coffee? Really?" From my understanding, Dave got this idea from a Himalayan hike, where he enjoyed tea blended with yak butter. He played around with a coffee variation until he created what we now call bulletproof coffee, which gives you this beloved beverage's boost without a subsequent crash. Dave actually made me my first cup. The hot, creamy, decadent drink tasted fabulous and curbed my hunger for hours. You mean I could drink this stuff every morning and burn fat? Plus, these seemingly magical beans gave me improved mental clarity and a newfound energy with none of conventional coffee's adverse effects. Today, I serve bulletproof coffee at all my events and make sure I have enough during conferences and anywhere I need to be alert and focused for hours. I've even had colleagues remark, "How did we function before bulletproof coffee?" Bulletproof coffee is amazing, but Dave has even more biohacks up his sleeve. Dave also designed an intelligent, cutting-edge plan based on his own transformation that optimizes hormones, improves mental clarity, and makes you an all-day fat burner. For busy professionals, this plan became a no-brainer. Simply enjoy satiating bulletproof coffee for breakfast and then two satisfying, nutrient-dense meals. Couldn't be easier. With the bulletproof diet, you too can utilize that peak performance plan to become lean, healthy, and mentally focused. This groundbreaking book provides a simple-to-follow roadmap that addresses food intolerances and other potential difficulties, creates hormonal balance, and leaves you performing like a rock star. Food forms the forefront of the bulletproof plan. The bulletproof roadmap, as Dave calls it, provides a dietary guide that tastes good, edges out the bad stuff, destroys cravings, and helps you feel better so you kick more ass. That roadmap removes any guesswork out of what foods to enjoy, limit, and eliminate. Many might surprise you. especially if you thought fruit was healthy, or particular oils can become artery clogging. Speaking of misconceptions, the Bulletproof Diet dispels plenty of conventional, outdated, or just downright incorrect nutrition myths that hold your health hostage. In Dave's book, you'll learn how dietary fat can help you become lean, that you don't need to count calories to burn fat, how fruit can stall fat loss, and why you shouldn't graze throughout the day. Totally contrary to what you've long heard, right? Some of Dave's advice might even initially seem a little crazy. Dave also makes a pretty bold claim you'll benefit from right away on the plan. Lose a pound a day without being hungry during your first 2 weeks. Who doesn't want that? To get those results, you needn't starve yourself or spend hours in the gym. You'll actually learn in this book why those things could work against you. Instead, you'll lower inflammation, boost your sex drive, turn back the clock, and ditch that stubborn weight with the power of your fork and the right coffee. Altogether, the Bulletproof Diet weaves together a battle-tested plan that gets results, even if, especially if, past eating plans failed you. The Bulletproof Diet provides a solid, well-designed, easy-to-follow plan to efficiently, effortlessly burn fat, perform like a rock star, and reach a new level of amazing. Who knew a simple cup of coffee could become the foundation for all that? J.J. Virgin, New York Times best-selling author of The Virgin Diet, The Virgin Diet Cookbook, and The Sugar Impact Diet.
Introduction, The Bulletproof Executive. Nearly two decades ago, I was a young, brand-new multimillionaire entrepreneur in Silicon Valley. Life should have been awesome, but there was one problem. I was obese, weighing in at almost 300 pounds. For 18 months straight, I'd tried restricting my eating to 1,500 to 1,800 calories a day and working out for 90 minutes, six times a week. I poured my initiative and willpower into losing weight, and while I did get stronger, the extra fat wouldn't go away. By the time I was 30, I was diagnosed with the rapid onset of second-phase thrombin-induced platelet aggregation. Basically, my blood was thick, like sludge, and my physician was concerned that I would die of a stroke or heart attack, not at some indeterminate time in the future, but soon. Despite my career success, most of the time I felt too awful to appreciate it. I was always tired and consumed by stress, and I was sick all the time with chronic sinus infections and strep throat. My brain felt foggy, and I had trouble focusing. When I was getting my MBA at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania, while also working in a startup, my performance on exams was horrible. I'd get a couple questions right, and then despite my best efforts, I'd make unconscious mistakes on the rest. It felt like something in my brain was betraying me. I knew how to do the work, but when I really tried to concentrate, I just couldn't bring it. This was frightening. Being fat was bad enough, but if I was going to be fat and also be stupid, there was no way I could make a living doing the work I loved. This motivated me to research the latest brain imaging techniques, and I finally decided to undergo a then-controversial technique called a single-photon emission computed tomography, SPECT scan, so I could finally learn why my brain was betraying me. On the appointed day at Silicon Valley Brain Imaging, a technician injected radioactive sugar into my arm. My brain then used the sugar, and a radioactive tracer revealed that in my prefrontal cortex, the most advanced, recently evolved part of the brain, there was essentially no activity when I tried to concentrate. I was losing not only my health in what should have been the prime of my life, but also experiencing failure in my brain's basic hardware. The worst part was that I didn't understand why this was happening. After all, I was doing everything that my doctors and all mainstream medical professionals were telling me to do. I grew up in the world of hard science, and this has informed the way I look at problem solving. My grandparents met on the Manhattan Project, and my grandmother won a prestigious Lifetime Achievement Award for her work in nuclear science. Since I got my own computer at age 8, I'm also one of the few 40-somethings who's been working with computers for more than 30 years. My undergraduate concentration was in decision support systems, a specialty within the field of artificial intelligence. The power of science and technology has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember, and when faced with a health and career crisis, I turned to this power to try and find some answers. I was an early innovator in the internet, in essence, a hacker, And before attending Wharton, I ran an instructional program at the University of California Extension offices in Silicon Valley. From 1997 to 2002, I taught engineers there how to manage the internet. This was notoriously hard to do back then because engineers, like medical specialists, like to know every bit of data about the system they're working with, and it just wasn't available then. With the internet, you often have to make it go, even when you don't have the luxury of seeing what all the pieces involved are doing. In this way, our bodies and the internet are not all that different. They're both complex systems with big pieces of data that are missing, misunderstood, or hidden. When I looked at my body that way, I realized that I could learn to hack my biology using the same techniques I used to hack computer systems and the internet. This was a major turning point and the beginning of my journey into biohacking, the art of using technology to change the environment both inside and outside of your body to take control and make it do what you want. I was excited by the idea of monitoring my own health to uncover the hidden variables that were affecting how I felt, how I looked, how I performed, and even my relationships and overall happiness. Computer hackers map out a computer system and then attempt to find one little hole they can exploit in order to take over, often by trying each potential flaw until finding the one that lets them in. This is the same process that makes biohacking work. I started to measure my physical output and experiment with my body to troubleshoot the world around me and see what was influencing my performance. Nothing was too out there or too small. I got my blood chemistry done and measured my stress levels through adrenal hormone testing. After compiling the results, I started using smart drugs to turn my brain back on, adding supplements, and experimenting with countless diets to see what worked, what didn't, and why. Since then, I've explored private brain hacking facilities hidden in the Canadian forest, spiritual practices in the Andes, and remote monasteries in Tibet. I installed an electroencephalogram, EEG, brainwave monitoring machine in my home office, and became certified in using a biofeedback technique called heart rate variability to learn how to control my nervous system's stress response. As I used these techniques to master my brain, it became clear that what I ate had a direct impact on my biology and my thinking. When my biology changed, my mental and physical performance did too. Using these devices to monitor my brain allowed me to see which foods improved my mental performance and which ones destroyed it. This was the genesis of the Bulletproof Diet. By experimenting with so many different variables, correlating the feedback, and peeling back layer after layer of the available research, I learned about the complex roles that inflammation, toxins, hormones, neurotransmitters, gut bacteria, and many other factors play when it comes to weight loss, hunger, and energy levels. Lots of these discoveries are in obscure research journals and haven't been widely used, and others are the result of my own careful observations and observations shared by other biohackers. These findings were surprising, but they allowed me to lose weight at the rate of up to a pound a day and look better than ever while gaining amazing levels of performance, resilience, and focus. I learned how to fuel my body and my brain properly and, just as important, to rid my life of the things that were secretly holding me back. My results were so counterintuitive that at first I thought it was just me. Perhaps there was something odd about the way my personal biochemistry responded to food. But as I shared my discoveries with friends and family members and saw them rapidly losing weight too, while also increasing their mental focus and gaining willpower, I knew I was onto something. Now it's your turn to benefit from my years of research and experimentation. By following the Bulletproof Diet, you'll be able to lose weight, improve your overall performance, and gain an edge on life through increased energy and resilience. For more than a decade now, I've maintained a 100-pound weight loss and even grown a six-pack while lowering my biological age and turbocharging my immune system. My 40s are truly better than my 20s, and yours can be, too. The truth is that although I say I've lost 100 pounds, I've actually lost far more than that. Because every time I tried a new diet, I lost a bunch of weight and then ended up gaining it back and then some. Then I'd move on to the next diet, lose weight, and gain it back again. Low-calorie diets, high-protein diets, low-fat diets, liquid diets, Zone, Atkins. I tried them all, even spending almost a year on a raw vegan diet. This cycle continued for years as I gained and lost the same weight over and over again, all the while monitoring how each diet influenced my energy, mood, and cravings. If you're overweight, does this sound familiar? Do you have a pair of fat jeans hiding in your closet because deep down you know that no matter how many diets you try, you'll always need them again once you run out of willpower, fall off the wagon, and then feel guilty for eating the pizza you told yourself you weren't going to eat? For years, my fat jeans sat in my closet just waiting for me to fail again. They had a 46-inch waist. It wasn't until I hacked the Bulletproof diet that I was able to finally throw those jeans out for good and stop wasting my willpower on food. And now you'll be able to get rid of your fat jeans too as you start kicking ass, losing weight, and living up to your full potential. Chances are that if you picked up this book, you're not just looking to lose a few pounds. Your life is stressful, and you also want to improve your performance while experiencing easy and sustained weight loss that feels great and tastes even better. Imagine trying to negotiate a business agreement, staying up all night with a sick kid, and then focusing at work the next day, or attempting to think of a new solution to a complex problem when you're fighting food cravings and your body feels like it's been inside a cement mixer for a few days. If you're like me, your life is a tour de force, or maybe you just want it to be. Looking and feeling sick, tired, fat, or weak is not an option, and you are not meant to be that way. We live in a fast-paced world where so many people waste time feeling sluggish and confused, wanting to look, feel, and perform better, but not knowing how or understanding why it's not happening for them. They imagine it's because they simply lack the willpower or don't try hard enough. The Bulletproof Diet is the antidote to all of this. It's not just about losing weight fast and feeling fantastic. It's a roadmap to upgrading your body and your mind from the inside out, simultaneously suppressing the inflammation and guilt that often come with high stress, high expectations, and high performance. On the Bulletproof Diet, guilt is a thing of the past. Most people feel guilty when they have a food craving, but biohackers look for the environmental trigger that might have been the cause. The Bulletproof Diet works to remove these potential triggers so you'll never have to waste time feeling guilty about food again. My personal experience has been reinforced by a decade of leadership in the anti-aging field as president, chairman, or board member of the Silicon Valley Health Institute. There, I've had the opportunity to host conversations with more than 100 top medical professionals and researchers, and I've learned from more than 100 other top experts in human performance on my number one ranked health podcast and nationally syndicated radio show, Bulletproof Radio. The information in this book is based on the distilled knowledge of those experts and the results of more than $300,000 I spent biohacking myself with self-experiments. For you, becoming bulletproof might mean having more energy on less sleep, losing weight with minimal exercise, or simply feeling like the lights in your brain have turned on for the first time and you finally have the power to be your most awesome, powerful self. What will you be capable of when you're no longer distracted by hunger, energy crashes, or food cravings? Whether you're a superstar, an entrepreneur, or a busy mom or dad who needs to do more in less time, this is your chance to find out. Throughout the book, I've included personal stories and anecdotes that illustrate how the Bulletproof Diet has worked for me, but you can ignore those entirely as you learn to customize it so that you operate at your optimal level. Remember, you're the one who matters, and what works for one person, including me, may not be the precise formula for you, but the core principles are the same. I'm not the only one to have benefited from the Bulletproof Diet. In my thriving consulting practice, I use the information in this book to help celebrities, athletes, entrepreneurs, CEOs, professional poker players, and hedge fund managers perform at the very top of their fields, where a tiny boost in performance can make the difference between winning and losing. Elite athletes, fitness models, Hollywood celebrities, and billboard artists have also turned to the Bulletproof Diet to achieve ultimate focus and energy, along with camera-ready looks. Online, more than 50,000 people are using the Bulletproof Diet principles to realize the same life-changing weight loss and performance enhancement that my consulting clients and I have, and the results they've shared are spectacular. Amazing energy levels and improved brain power along with weight loss, often at a rate of a pound a day for sustained periods of time. You may be surprised to realize that your diet has so much to do with your mental and physical performance, and at first I was too. The truth is that there are many elements of your environment that affect your performance, but there is no more powerful variable than your diet when you're trying to control your body and get the outcome you desire. Even exercise pales in comparison. This may seem like hyperbole, but your diet is the foundation behind not only your weight, but also your IQ, stress levels, risk of disease, physical performance, aging, and even willpower. You are what you eat. What would it feel like to improve in all of these areas simply by making better choices about what you put on your plate? When you begin following the Bulletproof Diet, you'll know the answer within only 2 weeks while losing up to a pound a day and never feeling deprived or hungry. Are you ready to become bulletproof and start living in a constant state of high performance? Let's get started. Thank you for listening to the audio version of the Bulletproof Diet. To provide you with the most bulletproof listening experience, I've carefully selected the best professional narrator to share this knowledge with you from a recording studio. Thank you. Dave Asprey, December 2nd, 2014, Victoria, British Columbia.
Chapter 1. Biohack your diet to lose weight and upgrade your life. Back when I was fat, I'd wake up with my hands noticeably weaker on some days than others. Looking in the mirror, I would see puffiness around my face and jawline. I had multiple chins, and most embarrassingly, I had grown a nice set of man boobs that could go up or down nearly a cup size from one day to the next. Sure, these are all symptoms of being overweight, but I didn't understand why they were so much worse on some days than on others. Within a few days, I'd lose or gain a few pounds, and even notice a huge difference in the size of the spare tire around my waist. The very act of noticing these things motivated me to find out what factors in my environment might be causing them. A nagging voice in my head asked, "If something is making your hands weak, what else is it doing?" I started researching possible causes, and found that my weak hands, spare tire, double chin, puffy skin, and even my man boobs weren't made of fat. They were signs of inflammation. Granted, there was plenty of fat hiding underneath the inflammation. As an anti-aging biohacker, I knew that inflammation is a major cause of aging. But I hadn't realized that nearly everything else happening to my biology was related to inflammation, too. For years, if I took a short walk, I'd often end up with blisters on my feet. The walk to the school where I was getting my MBA was only a quarter of a mile, but on some days, I'd show up to class limping with fresh blisters. My research told me that blisters were a sign of chronic inflammation, and that brain fog, grasping for words and slow recall, can be a symptom of brain inflammation. It seemed that I had found the missing link between my physical and mental performance that had eluded me for years. When I finally hacked inflammation, I was able to trek across the Himalayas in Nepal and Tibet without blisters for the first time in my life. And my brain worked better, too. Inflammation is the body's natural response to a pathogen, toxin, stress, or trauma. When something stresses the body, it responds by swelling up in an effort to heal itself. Inflammation is necessary for proper tissue repair. You get healthy inflammation after you lift weights and your body works to repair the stressed muscle, or when you cut yourself and increased blood flow ferries in white blood cells to heal the injury. This is called acute inflammation, and if you've ever had an injury or surgery, you've seen firsthand how the body can swell during times of physical stress. It's when inflammation becomes chronic, lasting for months or years, that it causes serious problems. Imagine if you had knee surgery or a root canal, and the swelling and puffiness never calmed down. You don't look or feel good when you're carrying around excess inflammation, and doing so is actually quite dangerous. Research has shown time and again that high levels of inflammation are at the center of many diseases. Together, cardiovascular diseases, various cancers, and diabetes account for almost 70% of all deaths in the United States. And the common link between all of these diseases is inflammation. Inflammation is also linked to many autoimmune diseases and some mental health issues. It's an insidious condition, because like me, you likely don't feel the extent of it, and it saps your focus because your brain is exquisitely sensitive to inflammation anywhere in the body. Unchecked inflammation takes away your mental edge long before it causes you to feel physical pain or discomfort. That's right. Treat your brain fog or constant bloat now, because they can be warning signs of more serious problems down the line. I realized that inflammation was limiting my physical performance, and to some extent, my mental performance too. But what was causing all this inflammation? I began studying causes of inflammation, and found a huge body of research on the abundant anti-nutrients in most standard diets that can cause chronic inflammation. They do this by irritating the gut, which triggers the immune system, or otherwise damaging the body's repair and detoxification systems. The body responds as if it's been injured and becomes inflamed in an effort to heal. Then it gets even worse. Your irritated intestinal lining allows undigested food particles and bacteria to enter your bloodstream and trigger a wider inflammatory response as your body attacks these foreign particles. When these anti-nutrients continually damage your gut, which unfortunately happens to most people on Western diets that include large amounts of inflammation-causing processed foods, your body is forced to constantly mount a response against a perceived enemy. It does this by releasing a stream of small inflammatory proteins called cytokines into your bloodstream, which eventually enter your brain. An inflamed brain is an unhappy, low-performance brain that will make you act like a jerk even when you don't want to. Anti-nutrients play a much bigger role in how you feel every day than you might imagine. They can be a source of severe food cravings that distract you from whatever you're trying to accomplish, or they can rob you of nutrients and interfere with your hormone function, wearing down different systems in your body and causing slow performance declines over time. Depending on the severity of anti-nutrient exposure and your genetics, your body may mount an autoimmune reaction. This causes even more damage as your immune system attacks important body systems. The trick is to reduce your body's immune response by eating fewer foods with anti-nutrients and avoiding entirely the foods that trigger your immune system. Most people are aware of toxins, one form of anti-nutrients that may be added to food, such as preservatives, pesticides, or colorings. But few understand that those toxins can cause food cravings and diminish mental performance. Even fewer people are aware of naturally occurring anti-nutrients that are hidden sources of kryptonite in your daily life. These toxins form in plants and plant products as they are growing or in storage, and their main function is to keep animals, bugs, and fungi from eating the plants so the plants can reproduce. That's right. Plants did not evolve for us to eat them. They evolved complex defense systems to keep us from eating them. By avoiding these nutritional landmines, your body and mind will be able to function at their best so you can feel what it's like to be in the bulletproof state of high performance. Don't get me wrong. Humans have survived for generations eating foods that are high in anti-nutrients. But the goal of the bulletproof diet is the opposite of surviving. It is thriving. The main categories of naturally occurring anti-nutrients are lectins, phytates, oxalates, and mold toxins, mycotoxins. Lectins. A lectin is a type of protein that permanently attaches itself to the sugars that line your cells, disrupting small intestine metabolism and damaging gut villi, finger-like projections on the small intestine's lining that absorb nutrients, or even your joints. There are thousands of types of lectins, and they are part of most life forms. Not all of them are toxic or cause intestinal damage. The lectins we're talking about are specific compounds made by plants that bind to joints, irritate the gut, lead to bacterial overgrowth, and contribute to leptin, with a P, resistance, a condition that causes the brain of an overweight person not to receive the signal that the stomach is full. A few of these anti-nutrients are found in lots of plant and animal foods, but certain plants, such as beans, nuts, and grains, contain dramatically higher levels than others. The more of those lectins you consume, the more you risk damaging your body, and there is no benefit to choosing high lectin foods. Certain people are more sensitive to specific types of lectins than others. If you eat something that contains the type of lectins you're sensitive to, or a lot of lectins that you're somewhat less sensitive to, the result is inflammation that you may experience as brain fog, sore joints, bad skin, or even migraines. For example, the type of lectins found in the nightshade family of plants, which includes tomatoes, eggplants, peppers, and potatoes, is one that many people are sensitive to. It is a common autoimmune trigger that has been linked to a significant percentage of rheumatoid arthritis cases and is a trigger for skin problems. Luckily, most lectins are destroyed by heat and can be reduced or eliminated by using certain cooking methods. But there are some foods, including the nightshade family of vegetables, whose lectins are not destroyed by heat. The Bulletproof Diet helps you steer clear of the problems caused by lectins by having you eat fewer of the high lectin foods. Once you're in maintenance mode, you can test yourself to see how you feel with or without specific high lectin foods in your diet. The goal is to personalize your diet to provide the most flexibility and the most energy and focus. Phytates. Phytates are another plant defense system evolved to prevent animals and insects from eating them. They function by binding to dietary minerals that animals need to be healthy, particularly iron, zinc, magnesium, and calcium. This slows or prevents the minerals' absorption, so you get little nutrition from the food. Whole grains, nuts, and seeds are the major sources of these anti-nutrients. Phytates are actually antioxidants, molecules that prevent other molecules from becoming oxidized or damaged. Consuming antioxidants is normally a good thing, but some antioxidants, like phytates, have both negative and positive effects. Your body can handle a certain amount of phytates, and eliminating them from your diet completely wouldn't be possible. But it's a good idea to minimize the main sources so your minerals will be absorbed. Cooking certain foods that are high in phytates and then draining the water or soaking them in something acidic like lemon or vinegar minimizes phytates. But many of the grains and seeds that contain phytates are irritating to the gut even when cooked. Certain animals like cows and sheep have special bacteria in their guts to help them break down phytates. Humans, pigs, and chickens don't have this bacteria. This is one reason it's best to avoid most direct sources of phytates and eat more grass-fed cows and sheep, allowing them to filter out the phytates for you. This way you get the benefits of foods that contain phytates without the toxins. Oxalates. Oxalic acid, oxalates, is another anti-nutrient that forms in plants to protect them from predation by animals, insects, and fungi. They're found in raw cruciferous vegetables such as kale, chard, and spinach, as well as buckwheat, black pepper, parsley, poppy seeds, rhubarb, amaranth, beets, chocolate, most nuts, most berries, and beans. When oxalates bind to calcium in your blood, tiny, sharp oxalic acid crystals form and can be deposited anywhere in the body and cause muscle pain. When this happens in the kidneys, it is one cause of kidney stones. It sounds hard to believe, but oxalates also cause painful sex in some women when oxalic acid crystals form in the labia. Before my wife, Lana, went bulletproof, she suffered greatly from this oxalic acid-related condition called vulvodynia, the cause of which is considered a mystery by Western medicine, with theorized links to yeast problems, antibiotic use, and emotional issues. For sensitive people, consuming even a small amount of oxalates can cause burning in the mouth, eyes, ears, and throat. Larger doses can lead to muscle weakness, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, especially in people with a high body burden of oxalates. In my time as a raw vegan eating tons of raw kale, broccoli, and chard, I experienced oxalate-related weakness that was hard to explain until I understood this. As with phytates, soaking in acid or cooking and draining away the cooking water minimizes oxalates, so I don't recommend eating raw kale, spinach, or chard in salads or even smoothies. It's also important to choose your nuts and chocolate carefully, and I'll guide you through this in great detail later in the book. Quality matters more than you'd think. Mold toxins. The final major class of anti-nutrients in your diet is mold toxins, mycotoxins. Most people are exposed to chronic low doses of mold toxins in every single meal, but they are invisible and particularly hard to identify. The more mold toxins you eat, the more damage they do over time. I probably never would have recognized this if it weren't for my familiarity with toxic mold. Both as a kid and later as an adult, I unknowingly lived in several moldy houses. Because of the repeated exposures, my immune system is more sensitive than the average person's to mold in my environment or in my food. On a business trip to the United Kingdom, I once went down into the tube and noticed the dank air. By the time I reached the end of the passenger tunnel and got on the train, I started to feel like I was hungover, and even had some visual hallucinations. That's how sensitive I am to mold. Right after that experience, I had profound cravings for sugar and fat, and it took almost a full day before it felt like my brain had turned back on. My meetings later that day in Cambridge didn't go so well, but my extreme reaction to mold has been a blessing in disguise. It has enabled me to help clients identify why they have seemingly inexplicable declines in mental and physical performance, and led me to learn more about the biochemistry of mold exposure, both in sensitive people like me, about 28% of the population, and in the rest of us. If you're not feeling amazing, there is always a reason. I've known for a long time that being in a moldy environment was awful for cognitive performance, but it was coffee that first turned me on to the mold toxins in food. Coffee has been a great passion of mine since I first discovered that it improved my grades in college. While studying computer science, I was forced to sign up for an 8 o'clock a.m. calculus class. Being the opposite of a morning person, I ventured into the world of triple espresso shots before class and earned the only A I ever got in 2 years of studying calculus. I was hooked, and I soon launched my first entrepreneurial venture, which was inadvertently the first example of e-commerce in history. It was fueled by coffee, just as all good entrepreneurial ventures seem to be these days. I created and sold a t-shirt over the internet, before we had web browsers even, that said, "Caffeine, my drug of choice," along with a picture of the caffeine molecule. 20 years later, you can still buy knockoffs of that design online. Imagine my dismay a few years later, when I began to notice that coffee wasn't serving me. I'd drink it, get a boost, and then start to feel fatigued and cranky, like I needed more coffee. I was constantly upping my dose, which sometimes led to headaches. Wanting to rid myself of these symptoms, I gave up the black brew for 5 long, dark years. One day, coffee's siren call was strong enough to compel me to have just one cup, and I felt amazing. No crash, no jitters, no headache. Just pure focus, the way I remembered. I was elated that coffee appeared to no longer be a problem for me. What happened the next day is a part of the reason this book exists. I had another cup of coffee, and this time I felt anxious and weak, and later my joints hurt. Totally not bulletproof. But this time, the biohacker in me realized that the key variable wasn't me, it was the coffee. I dug into the biochemistry of coffee and the agricultural and economic research to discover that all coffee is not the same, and that coffee often carries naturally occurring mold toxins. It turned out that my reaction to certain coffees had nothing to do with the coffee. It was a reaction to the mold on the coffee. When exposed to even low levels of mold toxins, many people lose their edge. At higher levels, mold toxins cause serious damage, such as cardiomyopathy, cancer, hypertension, kidney disease, and even brain damage. Coffee can taste bitter, like it needs sugar, when it's roasted wrong, or when the coffee plant experiences unhealthy stressors, including pathogenic fungi. The amount of mold on coffee beans can even vary from batch to batch, especially for large coffee producers. Mold toxins are present in a significant amount of coffee. One study testing green coffee beans grown in Brazil showed that more than 90% were contaminated with mold before processing, while another revealed that almost 50% of brewed coffees are moldy. Mold is such a problem in coffee that governments around the world, from the European Union to South Korea and Japan, have instituted safe limits for one of the mold toxins in coffee in the parts per billion levels. The United States and Canada, however, have no established limits, resulting in a much higher chance of your cup containing enough mold toxins to influence your performance or even your health. Even the European limits apply to just 2 types of mold toxins, and they were established for economic reasons, not to maximize human performance. Later in this book, you'll see some brand new, never-before-published research comparing cognitive performance using ultra-low-toxin, lab-tested coffee beans with commonly available commercial beans. The results are astonishing and provide clear evidence that there is a difference in how your brain works on pure coffee compared to the stuff you probably drink today. Hidden mold toxins in our environment or food, not just those in coffee, impact cognitive performance in everyone. Clearly, the type of coffee beans you purchase is incredibly important. Cheaper types of coffee cost less because they not only use lower quality beans, but also include a higher percentage of damaged beans, which are more susceptible to mold toxins. You won't see these mold toxins. They are an invisible byproduct of shortcuts coffee producers take when processing green coffee beans. The processing techniques add flavor, but unintentionally amplify the amount of toxins in the coffee. Decaf coffee contains more mold on average than caffeinated, partly because coffee people cringe at the thought of ruining high-quality beans with decaf processing, and therefore use lower-quality beans to make decaf. It's also because caffeine acts as a natural antifungal defense mechanism that deters mold and other organisms from growing on the beans. When you remove the caffeine, the beans are left defenseless against mold that can form if the beans are stored improperly after roasting. Even organic and expensive coffees allow mold to grow by using harmful processing methods. When naturally processed, the beans sit outside, where they collect bird feces and other debris and grow mold. Use of the wet process sometimes has better results. With this method, coffee growers toss the beans into giant vats, add water, and let the beans ferment, so it's easier to remove the outer parts of the bean. What grows on each batch of the beans is unpredictable, but it usually includes fungal toxins. My research, combined with trial and error testing, taught me how to choose coffee that was more likely to provide the boost without the crash, but the results were not always reliable. I eventually created a process to optimize coffee for brain performance and to verify it with lab testing. Finally, I can drink coffee and feel amazing every time, and tens of thousands of people have experienced a noticeable difference by eliminating just this one daily source of toxin exposure. Mold toxins aren't found only in coffee. They are commonly found in all sorts of food crops. Mold grows on crops and secretes toxins long before the food is harvested, making this a widespread problem that is not news in the agricultural community. Besides coffee, the main sources of mold toxins in your diet are wheat, corn, and other grains. But peanuts, fruits, chocolate, and wine are often tainted with mold toxins too. Mold toxins accumulate in the milk from cows that eat contaminated grains. In fact, products from grain-fed animals often pose a higher mold toxin risk than the grains themselves, because the controls on the levels of mold toxins in animal feed are much more lenient than those on grains in the human food supply, and corn-fed and grain-fed animals accumulate mold toxins in their fat. In fact, one of the unacknowledged reasons low-carb diets work is that when you eliminate grains, you end up with a lower level of mold toxins in your food. You are not only what you eat, but also what your food ate. Mold toxins are sneaky, because there is no way to tell for sure whether or not they are in a certain batch of food. For instance, one bag of nuts may be perfectly clean, but another bag from a different batch may contain levels of mold toxins that will make you weak, even though you can't taste them. Our big brains make us one of the most susceptible mammals on Earth to the effects of mold toxins, and it's important to know that they may be causing your unexplained fatigue or making your focus waver. This is a common problem among my high-performance clients, and eliminating high-risk foods usually helps with brain focus first. This is why the Bulletproof Diet goes far beyond a regular paleo or low-toxin diet, Weston A. Price, GAPS, gut and psychology syndrome, etc. By drastically reducing foods known to be commonly contaminated with mold toxins and acknowledging that they impact how you function long before they make you outright ill. Hack hunger hormones. My history of mold exposure provided an opportunity for me to learn more about biohacking than I originally wanted to. When I began biohacking and had my hormone levels tested, I discovered that I had thyroid, adrenal, testosterone, and estrogen problems. I was even diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease, a condition in which the immune system attacks the thyroid gland. In my case, either mold or gluten, or both, triggered the Hashimoto's, as mold makes your immune system more sensitive to the damaging effects of gluten. I wanted to fix my thyroid, so I began researching the relationship between diet and hormones. I found that saturated fat and cholesterol are the building blocks for all of our hormones, and this is one of the reasons I started experimenting with eating more saturated fat. One of the biggest leaps I took was to begin eating more butter made from the milk of grass-fed cows. This was scary. It went against everything I'd been told about healthy eating my entire life. But I had done the research and checked the science, and I wanted to fix my hormones. So I took a deep breath and stopped holding back on butter. I knew that if I was wrong, my body would show more inflammation in blood panels, and I could always stop eating it. Immediately, magical things started to happen. My ability to focus increased. I started losing weight, and my blood panels showed less inflammation, not more. But why? Achieving the desired result didn't satisfy me. As a biohacker, it was important to me to understand the mechanism that had caused it. I continued to research the hormones associated with hunger. Every diet from Atkins to Zone focuses on insulin, the hormone that regulates blood sugar. But I pushed further, trying to determine what controls insulin. This led to a hormone called leptin, which plays an enormous role in weight loss by regulating energy expenditure, appetite, and movement. And it sends a stop-eating signal to the brain when you've eaten enough to meet your body's energy demands. It was discovered in 1994, and since then, it has unlocked the answers to some of the most confusing aspects of weight loss. Leptin is produced by fat cells, and your leptin levels are proportionate to your body fat levels. This means that the fatter you are, the more leptin you have in your body. When you are overweight like I was, and have high amounts of circulating leptin in your body for a long period of time, you become leptin resistant. In this case, your brain is constantly bombarded with leptin and doesn't receive the signal that your stomach is full. This leads to sluggishness, weight gain, and the inability to feel satiated. Leptin resistance is also predictive of insulin resistance, which means that leptin may play a role in controlling insulin sensitivity. Insulin sensitivity itself leads to type 2 diabetes and obesity. It was clear to me that leptin was a hormone to focus on. But how could I hack it? There are several factors that interfere with leptin sensitivity. As you've read, eating a diet high in foods containing toxic lectin, with a C, can contribute to leptin resistance. Also, consuming a lot of fructose also causes leptin resistance by elevating triglyceride levels. Triglycerides impair leptin transport and prevent it from entering the hypothalamus, the structure in the brain that most needs to receive the leptin signal to inhibit hunger. I designed the Bulletproof Diet to keep triglycerides low by limiting fructose, eliminating food toxins, and reducing food reward and cravings, all of which reset leptin levels and allow for easy weight loss. Sensitizing you to leptin ensures that you only feel hungry when you actually need food, another way that the Bulletproof Diet hacks hunger to keep you focused and energized. Leptin levels drop during short-term fasting and return to normal after eating, making it one reason that Bulletproof Intermittent Fasting, which you'll learn about in detail later, is a painless but important way to retain leptin sensitivity. When trying to hack a system, hackers instinctively know to look for things that control other things. This kind of thinking led me to research the amazing symphony of hormones in healthy humans to look for the master control system that manipulates more than just leptin or insulin. It turns out there is another molecule called vasoactive intestinal polypeptide, VIP, which works alongside leptin. VIP is produced by a number of tissues, including the gut, the pancreas, and two important regulatory systems in the brain, the pituitary gland and the hypothalamus. Studies show that when animals don't have enough VIP, their blood sugar, insulin, and leptin all become elevated, and the animals crave sweets. VIP functions as a neuromodulator and neurotransmitter and has many key functions. It can cause changes in the GI tract by modifying hormone and electrolyte levels, modify how the pancreas and gut break down fats and sugars, stimulate bile flow, and control gastric acid release. It can even improve brain function, sleep, and glucose control. In other words, if you don't have healthy VIP levels, you're not going to like how you feel. VIP is a key modulator of the central nervous system and also has a hand in regulating circadian rhythms, learning and memory, immunity, inflammation, and responses to stress and brain injury. As a biohacker, I knew that if just one hormone controlled so many systems, it was worth paying attention to, and I quickly made regulation of VIP an important focus of the Bulletproof Diet. VIP is crucial for proper brain function and protects against inflammation in the gut. During times of stress, such as when you are exposed to a toxin, VIP production is suppressed. When mice are exposed to toxin from Aspergillus, a genus of toxic molds common in food and moldy buildings, VIP levels drop. It's likely that humans experience a drop in VIP when exposed to toxic molds as well. Since VIP levels are regulated by leptin and vice versa, when leptin isn't working right, VIP also gets thrown out of whack. The Bulletproof Diet sensitizes your body to leptin, which in turn regulates the function of VIP. VIP and leptin are two of the hidden reasons the Bulletproof Diet works so well for so many people. This explains why people feel so good on the Bulletproof Diet, and many often say they feel like a completely new person. They sleep better, think faster, remember more, and live in a state of constant high performance. Make your body a detoxification machine. Diminishing the inflammation in my body by dramatically reducing toxins and resetting my leptin and VIP levels by eating more healthy fat and less fructose made a huge difference in how I looked and how I felt, but I was still suffering from some strange symptoms. I used to get migraine headaches on occasion, and I had no idea what caused them. They seemed random, but once a migraine hit, I'd get sidelined for a few hours at best, hardly the optimal performance I was looking for. Often, at the same time, I'd get hives that itched like mad. It seemed likely that something was causing both the headaches and the hives, but I wasn't sure they were related. Like a good biohacker, I tracked my diet and symptoms and researched possible causes until I found out about biogenic amines, BAs. Biogenic amines are neurotransmitters that influence brain function. Histamine is a BA that is well known for its role in seasonal allergies. When your body makes BAs, they are kept to certain limits, but most people don't realize that BAs like histamine can also be found in certain foods. It's normally no big deal to consume BAs, but they can start to accumulate in your bloodstream if your body fails to detoxify them or if your gut bacteria makes extra amines as you digest your food. If your gut bacteria make extra BAs and your liver doesn't have enough enzymes to break them down, your body goes into panic mode to try and get rid of them. It releases adrenaline, increases cardio output and blood sugar levels, and causes higher blood pressure. This leads to inflammation, headaches, and a host of other symptoms you'd never expect. Histamines and other BAs form when bacteria degrade protein, whether the protein is from vegetables, seeds, or animals like pigs and fish. The single most common source of dietary histamine is fermented soy, particularly soy sauce. I happened to be eating a lot of sushi when I was getting frequent headaches and hives. When I eliminated BAs from my diet, these symptoms disappeared, and I immediately noticed a huge increase in my ability to focus. Many Bulletproof readers have reported fewer seasonal allergies since starting the Bulletproof Diet, and I, too, have experienced a dramatic reduction in the seasonal allergies that used to plague me. This is because the Bulletproof diet helps modulate the gut bacteria that form histamines while reducing foods that are high in histamines. Hack your gut bacteria before they hack you. Even after hacking the hives and the migraines, something was still bothering me. The fact that I was so sensitive to BAs told me that my body hadn't been able to detoxify them as well as it should have. That, plus a lifetime of frequent room-clearing gas, meant there was something wrong with my gut bacteria. This really wasn't much of a surprise. As a sickly, overweight kid and young adult, I'd suffered from chronic sinus infections and strep throat for many years and had been on antibiotics about once a month for more than a decade. I knew about the damaging effects of antibiotics, so I'd been eating yogurt for years, thinking it would help fix my gut. Once I realized that wasn't working, I tried everything else I could think of. I bought every expensive probiotic on the planet. Over time, I must have spent at least $50,000 on probiotics alone. In 2006, I first tested the species of bacteria in my poo. I even tried helminthic therapy the first year it was discovered. This involved finding a company in Thailand that bred eggs from a parasite called a porcine whipworm, then ordering them and swallowing the eggs so they would hatch in my gut. For some people, this treatment heals the gut by leading to a dramatic reduction in inflammation throughout the body. This may sound pretty radical, and it is, but it's safe because this species of parasite is unable to reproduce in humans and goes away on its own after about 6 weeks. It did not have any effect on me, although it is life-changing for some very sick people. Research on the gut biome taught me why I didn't get the results I wanted from probiotics, especially weight loss. It also helped me understand a vulnerable aspect of my biology that I could use to hack into how my body stored fat. This eventually became a key part of why the Bulletproof diet works. Studies conducted on mice have provided great insight into how our weight is affected by our gut bacteria, rather than just calories in and calories out. When bacteria from the guts of obese mice were placed in the guts of skinny mice, the skinny mice overate by 10% and became insulin resistant. When bacteria from lean mice were inserted into the guts of obese mice, they in turn became leaner. Like mice, obese people and lean people have very different gut bacteria. Whether it's the bad gut bacteria that cause obesity or obesity that causes bad gut bacteria is still unknown. But there is evidence that the wrong kind of bacteria in your gut causes insulin resistance and inflammation. Obese people and animals have excess bacteria from the Firmicutes phylum, which includes the lactobacillus bacteria found in yogurt and most probiotic supplements. You need these bacteria, but if they're too active, too plentiful, or from the wrong subtype, you're going to put on fat. Naturally thin people have less Firmicutes and more bacteria from the Bacteroidetes phylum. You can't buy Bacteroidetes species probiotics as a supplement, but you can easily generate them by eating foods that contain their natural food source, which is polyphenols. Polyphenols are antioxidants that also function as prebiotics for Bacteroidetes. They're found in brightly colored vegetables, but the richest source of polyphenols in Western diets by far is coffee. Chocolate is full of polyphenols too. Adding more of these superfoods to my diet helped me feed the thin people bacteria. This is one hole in the control system that allows the Bulletproof diet to bend the calorie rules. It turns out that gut bacteria, good and bad ones, have already hacked your system. We've become dependent on them in a symbiotic relationship, but that doesn't mean everything they do is in your best interests. This is especially true if you want to be in charge of your fat deposits. Your liver naturally makes a hormone that controls fat storage in a healthy way. Animals without gut bacteria rely on the liver to make that hormone, and they just about never get fat, no matter what they eat. Animals with gut bacteria get fatter more easily because gut bacteria also make extra fat storage hormones your body doesn't want. Following the Bulletproof diet allows you to directly hack your gut bacteria in two different ways. First, we make more